Jesus' reasons for referring the keys to Yuku is quite baffling. He says that the keys appears to him to be within the realm of money laundering, and asks, what is the predicate offense? Because money laundering is an attempt to hide illicit or illegal proceeds from illegal activities. So what is that illegal activity for which the province of the, or the facts of the case as uncovered through investigations by the special prosecutor revealed? How did Cecilia Depa come by such large sums of money? And so I think that the special prosecutor must also answer the question as to the predicate offense, because in money laundering, there are predicate offenses. Number two, it appears to me again that the special prosecutor has vindicated those who have questioned the relevance of the office of the special prosecutor. We have all along tried very hard to convince the public that the special prosecutor needs time to be able to get his act together. But what he has said this afternoon has sounded a death knell in our fight against corruption, and also put into question the relevance of his office.
I mean, because, Mr. Fuseni, I mean, the special prosecutor is operating under an act of parliament that you was very instrumental in passing, which says he can only investigate corruption and corruption-related offences. And so even if the foundational issue in money laundering may relate to other things, but not corruption, corruption-related activities, he cannot investigate.
So that's what I'm saying, that the special prosecutor must answer the predicate offence. He says his investigations have uncovered that the province of the offence is in money laundering, and he has no jurisdiction. I agree. But what is the predicate offence? He has not told us the predicate offence that has been revealed by his investigation. He should tell us that one too. And secondly, we have gone back to square one. If you go and look at the 2016 manifesto of the MPP, the reason why the MPP advocated for the establishment of the Office of the Special Prosecutor was precisely because they thought that the Attorney General, being a member of cabinet, would not be able to prosecute its own. And so you needed somebody who would be insulated against political manipulation, who would not be a cabinet minister, who would not be under the control and direction of the Attorney General to be able to prosecute such offenses like corruption. And so we created that office. He's referred the matter to Yuku, and Yuku's prosecuted through the Attorney General. So we have come back full circle to what existed before the creation of that office.
But